This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Sunday here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as we prepare for a glorious week where we'll be celebrating 242 Day. This Tuesday, February 24th of February, we here in the Bahamas, we show our Bahamian pride. We fly our Bahamian flags, wear Bahamian flag colors, eat Bahamian foods, create and listen to Bahamian music. And, you know, we donate or we give back in some which way or form of 242. And so we ask our merchants and all of those who listen, who support, to keep 242 in mind this Tuesday, the 24th of February, as we celebrate 242 Day. My name is Garth Roseborough. I'm here today for the program Remark here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. As you can see, I'm sitting in here solo today. I was supposed to have for you Miss Precious Morley and Kira Morley. They would have been here to discuss this whole idea of relationships or that of the nature of good women. Not all women are sweethearts. We have a lot of women who are faithful and obedient, and who play an important and vital role in the country. So I'm not trying to smear the entire country as one given to where it is now understood that many females practice the art of sweethearting. And seeing that they were willing to discuss that again, I know that they will do so on their return. Precious was called on an emergency fill-in situation for a very dear friend of ours, who needed her assistance, and therefore her sister is taking care of additional duties at home. And so I was given the call that they would not be able to make it here today, and of course I would not leave you alone with a pre-recorded show or an old show. I have to allow you to have a fresh conversation, because this is where not only fresh conversations take place, but fresh news, smart talk all day. So in my committed fashion, I am here today and wishing that everyone is enjoying this beautiful Sunday here in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. It's going to be a wild week, folks, as we end the month. Many of you have not seen a good solid pay since last year, yoping and did all you had to do for family, friends, loved ones. And when January's paycheck came, it went as quickly as you get because you were already behind. And now you've already spent the money for Valentine's Day. You know what time it is at the end of this month. You're going to try to pay those bills and put a little bit aside for yourself. And I'm hoping that your savings plan will start this month of February, going into the rest of the year for the goals that you have set. On this whole idea of the sweetheart, I want to have a conversation with you today in light of that. And, you know, why sweethearting is so flavorful, so accepting, and so common. And so if you want to join in on this conversation today, the phone numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text in at 422-476. The nature of love is what I want to talk about today, because love, I believe, if for those who are of Christian mindset, started off in a garden. It was called the Garden of Eden, according to the Good Book. For those of you who are not Christian or not knowledgeable of the faith, you may be Hindu, Buddhist, you may be Rastafarian, whatever, you know. I understand there are various type religions. There, some of you may even be atheist. So my intention today is not to offend any of you, but simply to deal with that which is mainly familiar in our country, saying that we are a Christian nation. If you care to argue, you care to debate, you care to discuss, once again, you can feel free to call, or if you're too shy to call, you may text and tell me what your thoughts are. But the whole idea of love, as we know it, from a biblical perspective, was established in a place called the Garden of Eden. What's amazing to me about that story in the book of Genesis is how, after the Creator created all things, he then created man in his own image, in his own likeness. But even so, the Bible says that man felt lonely. And in a state of being alone, the Creator sought to create for him a helpmeet and created a story is told. Whether that's from a male chauvinist perspective or, you know, whatever gender bias you're considering, this is how I understand the story to be told. That the woman was created after the man. And the purpose of the woman in that book was to be a helpmeet to the man. The man was there. The man was commissioned. The man was, in quote, whole. The missing element had to be instituted in order for him to feel a complete sense of being. Therefore, a woman was created to fill the void. So he created them male and female. That's what the Good Book says. The man was not completed until he made male and female. Good. The man, Chris, was having dominion over everything. Everything that was created was in his dominion. It was in his care. It was in his management. It was his vocation. It was his career, whatever you want to call it. Everything in the garden was under his thumb, under his authorization. There was one in the entire garden, as we understand it, that man was not supposed to go near, touch it, eat it, lest he dies. That's the whole story. The amazing thing to me, I keep using this word amazing, you have a whole garden. You got so much things to do. But this book says the woman wanted one more thing. She just wanted the extra thing. You give her the whole garden. Everything in the garden. You got that. You don't have no competition. You don't have no competition from the Chinese. You don't got no competition from the Haitian. You don't got no competition from the Filipino. You don't got no competition from the American. You don't got no competition from the British. No competition from the African. No competition. Everything is yours. But the one thing that you were not supposed to have, it is that one thing that she desired. And not only did she desire it to have it, based on the conversation, she took it to her husband. And we know what the story is. He partook of the same. And they both found themselves naked before God. And when God came during the cool of the evening, the book says, he said, Adam, where are you? And of course, he was hiding. And he said, you know what? Lord, I found I was naked, so I had to hide. Well, who told you you was naked, man? How did that even happen? Well, it's the woman that you gave me. And the woman said, well, you know, it ain't me. It was the serpent that just beguiled me. And so then starts the blame game as to who is at fault. We look at this very same scenario where trickery, as it were, or deception is at work. And it comes right back to us here in the month of February 2026, when the University of the Bahamas is having the study, to find out that we still have women who are seeking after the fruit of completion, the fruit that says, I may have it all, but I need one thing more. I'm not attempting today to make this a biased conversation to bash females, because there are many of men who are the same way, and hopefully today, through this conversation, you will help to define how men are similarly, like the women are, looking for that one more woman, always chasing one more gown tail. This is Remark here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anyway, text in at 422-4796. We'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing. And I'm not stuffing, believe you me. Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war on poverty.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, but just a hard day at work.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become
a real man, but I never blow a vessel like he drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
This is Remark here on Sunday, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Garth Roseboro. We have a call on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're live. Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Just thought, but you thought, you know, and it's so deep. You start off at Adam and Eve in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But how many things that Adam do for God to put them out that garden? One thing. It's because he loved his wife so much. But you know something, guys? This Adam didn't have a choice in this matter. He had to eat with that woman. Because that's why I say this is so deep. Because it was always in the mind and the will of God to offer a sacrifice for the human family. But because, and going back, but because Adam loved his wife, he gone against his creator. We stand up in the front of the church and take an oath. I will love my wife and dead and health and sickness and whatever. But how many of us are the wife willing to say, if somebody go out there and commit an adultery and have a child out there and say, you know something, I'm going to take her back and forgive her. Some must run straight to the courthouse. Or he going to get a child? Oh, yeah? Oh, you see? So it's an emotion we play on sometime, but with this love. I mean, you don't have to take him back now. You don't have to accept now. Because you still is a human being. But I'm saying, if we would look beyond and go beyond and say, I'm willing to forgive my wife, or I'm willing to forgive my husband, they go on out there and do what they're supposed to do. Ain't much of us is going to do that.
Mm.
You see what I'm talking about? We won't be the macho man and say, boy, she going out there, okay. I ain't taking her back in this house and the next thing. And so, like, why is the woman? Why you think the marriage divorce is so high now? Because sometimes unforgiveness, we don't want to forgive. We don't want to forgive, but we still say we love. Okay?
So after a woman or man steps outside of the marriage and gives up.
Take it better.
After a man or woman decides that they're going to step outside the marriage,
uh-huh,
and give up the prize, give up the body, give up the temple, and expose that to another being, another individual, whether that's man or woman, the person feels as if they have been robbed. Just to know that the person who's devoted the body to them for their entire life has given it. Therefore, they feel that pride alone says, I need to divorce this person because I cannot live knowing that they have exposed themselves to another individual. Is that the feeling, the sentiment?
Well, if you really love that man or you really love that woman with the kind of love you're talking about, brother, that man will forgive that woman. Now, it may be hard to bring another man, child. Every time you go in a room, you see another baby in there who ain't really yours. Or you may even, you understand? Don't let it be a Chinese baby again. And it don't really have to be no baby involved. You could know that your wife may be going with somebody, or you could know your husband going with somebody. But are you willing, with the love, to forgive him and say, listen here, I know what you have done. Let's move on. It only takes the grace of God for that person to do that.
But forgiving doesn't necessarily mean you have to stay with the person.
No, of course not. That's why I said first, if some people want to. Some people want to stay in the marriage because, you know, they can get the big home together, they get children, and nobody want to lose, because if they lose, they got to buy the home and the children them, and say, well, you know something, let's see if we could patch this up together. Now, you don't have to, but the days we're now, what we are living in now, these women and these men going straight to the court now.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Well, so, I appreciate you calling, my brother. Listen, the nature of love, for the most part, if I am to understand relationships clearly, and I could be wrong, you could call in and tell me that I'm wrong, but when a man sees a woman that catches his eye, let's just be honest, let's just be straight on this subject matter. Ain't nothing about her brain catches your attention immediately, unless you're hearing her through a microphone and a speaker. And you say, you know what, that person sounds interesting. Other than that, if it's just a visual thing, there are certain attributes that you look for. I have a friend, if she doesn't weigh 300 pounds, he's deceased now, but if she got to weigh 300 pounds for him to love her. And he was only about 5'2", but he like him heavy. Got to be 300 for him. Then there's some men, you just got to be slim and sexy. Got to be athletic. You just got to look like you could just practice that song all night long type of woman. You know what I mean? Then you got some guys who just, you know, just the right shape, the right, you know, voluptuous style, the right size breast, the right size, you know, hips, the right size thighs, and you got those nice lips and those eyes that twinkle, and you fix your hair the right way, and hey, we in. Now, whatever it is, the formula that catches the eye of a man, and keep in mind that a man is a rare commodity in the Bahamas. We are far outnumbered with women in this country. Far outnumbered with women. And there are very few men remaining. It may be even our fault. Many of our men riding one wheel on a motorcycle, dead, going to prison, you know, just no good, sitting under the juju tree, drinking and smoking all day. We have a lot of men who are not effective in this country. And so therefore, a decent man may be something that may be more difficult to find, and it'd be more easily for a man to find a decent woman. Let's just make that clear. With that being said, this man, when he sees you have caught his eye. And I know how we go, because I'm a real man. The minute we have your attention, we got to show you off. What people going to tell us as men? Boy, your gal look good, boy. Mother sick, boy. Yeah, boy. She carrying on, boy. Mm-mm. Yeah, boy. All day. Mm-hmm. All day, all night. Mm-hmm. Boy, you get lucky on that one. Mm-hmm. You go to church? Oh, my brother, you surely are blessed. Mm-hmm. I know how we talk. That's men. The women, on the other hand, as I understand it, are looking for a man who could take on some responsibilities, who could take care of some needs and take care of some wants. You got to be a man who don't choke too easily. Like when you ask him to step up, he could step up and step out. That's the way I understand the formula. You can call in and tell me if I'm wrong. Therefore, when a man has gained the attention of a woman and in quote, he is engaged, and then he says, you know what? Everybody likes her. Everybody wants her. I've met the parents. She's a decent girl. I'm going to make her my wife and make her the mother of my children. What happens next? You marry the woman and you find out that the pretentiousness that when you thought you were the only one, there was the ex Joe who was there before you, someone who she knew before you. They may have broken up in the previous relationship, had some good times before they did, and that little memory just wouldn't go away. You got them type of Joes, eh? Then you got the Joe who lived next door who is ever helpful because you as a husband don't have time to throw the garbage and wash the car and cut the grass and some other stuff. And the Joe next door, always, always helpful. You need me to help you with the groceries there? You need me to come and help you carry that load? That's Joe next door. Always willing to come over and help you put the light bulb in the house because you, the husband, ain't home. That Joe right there. Then you got the other Joe on the job. That's the what they call the one there now? The wake husband? Yeah, you got him. And he on the job and he got all day. He got 8 hours to talk to the woman. He just like the serpent in the garden. He gonna be whispering some sweet things all day long. Girl, you're looking mighty fine today, you know. Ooh, what's that fragrance you're wearing? Mm. Oh, girl, boy, you carrying on. Mm. I like the way that skirt just hugging you. Mm-hmm. And the talks go on. And what you having for lunch, baby? Oh, and they slipping a little baby on you. You won't even see the baby coming. What you having for lunch, baby? You know, and don't answer and say, well, child, I know what I want for lunch. Huh? Joe can tell you, man, he willing to spend this $40, $50 on your lunch today. That's that Joe to work. He got you. Then you got the other Joe who go to church. Oh, my sister, hallelujah. Boy, you're looking mighty blessed today. I tell you, you're full of grace and you're full of flavor. That one there to the church, it could even be the pastor. They there. He there trying to get your woman attention. Not much less to talk with the guys on the street. Everywhere she go, someone saying hello to your woman because your woman is fine as ever. Just a fine, beautiful specimen of a woman. Now, when a man sees her, they just got to want her. That happens. And then as for you men, not every woman could find a good man. So you miss the man who know how to dress himself up and smell sweet. You got your car clean. You got a couple of dollars in your pocket. Walking target. Walking target at work. Walking target in the neighborhood. Walking target in church. Everywhere you go, it's a walking target. We're talking about the nature of love. How strong is the love in the Bahamas? Because in this one island that we now reside in, 21/7, it's very easy for your love to be tested. If the report is saying that we have all these women who find it much more enjoyable to be with the sweetheart than with the husband, how do you feel? What is going on with those husbands? Why do women feel that they are not sufficient? Why do they feel that the vow of marriage should not be upheld? Is this a game that we're playing? Is this telling on our society as we Bahamian people who call ourselves a Christian nation, are we really practicing that? And when we look at the model of Christianity, we see one man with more than one wife. We see a man with concubines. The father of the faithful, Abraham, had wife and concubine. But he was still the father. I use the word father, as the Bible says, father, the big man of the faithful. And him had more than one. Huh? Were you looking at the people of Jacob? You know, the 12 gates of the kingdom of heaven were named after the sons of Jacob, eh? Okay, then. How much wives Jacob had? And he get heaven to name 12 gates after his offspring, and the offspring of Jacob was from two different women. I just want to be clear that two of them gates belong to the other woman. I just being very clear. Because we talk about the same God in Christianity, I do believe. And then he got Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, so they say, who had all them 700. What the heck, 1,000 women to bow to his wishes and what he desires. But when the woman, watch this now, let's go to John 4. When the woman was going to the well, she came for water. And this woman said, man, look here, she come for water. And the man said, listen, you had all these husbands, man, what happened? They ain't satisfy you. This woman had all these different men, never satisfied with any one man. But this type of woman was looked at with disdain and with shame. Huh? Someone that we want to cast out. The other woman caught in the situation of adultery, ready to stone her to death. But look at all the fun the men in the Old Testament had. And ain't nobody want to stone them to death. As a matter of fact, even if I remember the story correctly, Samson used to visit the house of harlotry on a regular basis. Ain't no one try to shame him or stone him to death. But in the Bahamas, sweetheart, is it a badge of honor or is it an act of shame? And if we have that many people practicing sweethearting, I just want to know how come. I just want to know how do we feel that it's simply okay. You're quiet out there. This is Remark, Garden Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Trying to be your hero, 'cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, 'cause that minus is too low to see.
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to
302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Cause that zero is too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your highness, cause that minus is too low to see. Yeah.
And we're back, 9 FM here on a Sunday. You know, we're having a great conversation here, and I know you're listening. I'm looking at the numbers and you're listening. And I know how Bahamian people go, you know, when you touch the corn on the foot. We ain't gonna say ouch because we don't need no one to give us any undue attention. And whereas it may be an uncomfortable conversation for many, it is a necessary conversation. And I am not my, like Darwin would say, my usual trapsy self, because, you know, he's not here. He's out there campaigning. You know, he left us and became a politician on us. You know, so, you know, we wish him all the best. And, of course, the ladies are not here today, and maybe rightfully so, but it would have been interesting to hear their side of this conversation. I did hear from one of them, and I'm hoping that their text comes through shortly with what they shared with me during the break. I got a text here that said, this is not sweet hearting, it is bitter hearting. This is nothing new. This is an old emotional problem for decades in the Bahamas. Many males and females are broken and are traumatized from their homes. Sparky's example is an example of many females in our country. They are emotional and like things and more things, not a godly relationship. Many of them claims to know God. They worship things and more things, sweethearts. They are the devil bitter-hearted, this person says. 70% of these women are single and some have married men and do not care. Also, some married women are still friends with their past relationships. Many of them never leave and cleave. They are not godly women. Now, this is where, you know, he has basically reiterated much of what I've said. But I recall, and this is where I get in trouble. What I'm going to do, I'm going to throw it out there, and I'm going to see if you're going to call in and tell me before I put my own foot in my mouth. I understand that the head of the Commonwealth of Nations is the King of England. I understand in Britain to have a mistress is acceptable. I could be wrong. I also understand that whoever sits on the throne in England is also the head of the Church of England. I understand that King Henry VIII had many wives for various reasons. I also understand that, this is hard, that the king is now married to his former mistress. Now, we all love Princess Diana. We all did. We felt that she was extremely gorgeous, extremely beautiful. We were all happy for Prince Charles. Oh, my God. Beautiful woman. Me, is I am a great fan of King Charles based on his upbringing, the struggles that he's been through. He is a wonderful philanthropist. He loves agriculture. If people didn't know that. A very decent man for the most part, but even he, I do believe, had a mistress. Now, if I'm wrong, you can call in, you could tell me, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 300-5720, or you text in at 422-4796. What I'm basically hinting to you is, As we look at the Holy Book, the Old Testament, James and the New Testament as we know it, we see where the men seem to have gotten away with having additional women. We see no evidence in the same Bible of women getting away with having additional men. Today, King James, who instituted this holy book, or who sanctioned this holy book, now has relative to our present day King Charles, who was on his second marriage to Miss Bowles, I believe her name is, correct me if I'm wrong, but she's now our queen. And we give homage to the royal family because we are subject to them by way of association of the Commonwealth of Nations. Tell me if I'm wrong. But you people seem to me that it depends on who's doing the sweethearting. Like some people sanction the sweetheart, while others just shouldn't be sweethearting. I just trying to throw it out there. Good day, Pastor Garth. Oh, my gosh. And look like Darwin beat you to a political... Like Darwin beat me to a political deal. I felt you long time, the church waiting on you more than the politicians. So the church is still waiting on me. Well, you got to pray for me because I've been found wanting and I need that holy water, you know. But yeah, I appreciate your text. You people seem as if it's okay for certain people to have sweethearts and other people can't get away with it. There are some pastors that we know who we know have stepped outside of their marriage, but yet you still say, oh, we forgive you, Pastor. Pastor, you can come back to us and we still call you pastor. We ain't going through no time of rehabilitation with this pastor. We're not going to take him through the ringer to say, you know, Pastor, you know, maybe you need to just sit in the congregation for a little while and work things out perfectly. No, the man was pastor yesterday, and he's pastor today. That's the way it seems to me. Politicians seem to get away with it, too. It's okay. You know, they get to travel all over the place, tell the wife, hey, I going off on country business, on government business. And, you know, they got the little secretary going with them, or they got the little constituency member going with them. Come on, man. Y'all know, we know how this thing does go. We know about you police people. The policemen go into work. When you go to the station, and y'all ever been to the station at 11, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning? You see one person to the desk, the lobby half dark. You don't see nobody else. You don't see no car in the yard. You call for a car. Oh, no cars available. Where the car? Where the cars? Ain't nothing else happening in town. Where the cars gone? I just being real. Huh? There's certain people that just seem to have this culture of getting up and getting the things on the side, and it's okay. And if they have the right title, we don't have a problem with that. We simply just look at them and say, you know what? Yeah, but they got it like that. They just got it like that. So when we look at the nature of love, what is the real truth behind relationships? What is the real truth behind marriages? When you meet this man, when you meet this woman, in your mind, in your heart, where is the true commitment to what is right? That's what I want to know today. I believe that not everyone gets married for love. I just want to put it out there. Not everybody gets married for love. Some people, I believe, get married for convenience. Some people get married because they're just simply trying to get away from mommy and daddy. Got to get out of this house. And the only way I can get out is if I get married. This man better marry me so I get out of the house. Some people get married because the church forced them to get married because they had a child outside of wedlock. Or some parents make the children get married to make it seem as if they had the child in wedlock. Am I talking sense? 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 300-5720, or text at 422-4796. This text here says, let me see if I can get this text for you. Good afternoon, Garth. Very interesting topic. Personally, I don't think people sweetheart because of the number of men or women available. I think it's because the pursuer gives the attention that is lacking at home or the financial backing that the spouse at home cannot provide. I think that is a powerful text. I think you're onto something there. And, you know, I do believe that there's much credibility to what you just said. And like I said, you're not calling. You're quiet out there because you know, and I know, that we're talking sense today. Maybe if I had talked about PLP and F&M and COI, you'd have been calling in. Oh, you don't have no fear about that. No fear at all. You could get biggity on this show. You tell me I'm biased and I talking nonsense. But now we're trying to make sense of, and you are not speaking. You tell me that it is your utmost desire to see the Freedom of Information Act passed in the Bahamas so we can know what's really going on. I am certain today that you know what's going on with the relationships in this country, but you ain't giving me no information today. You don't feel that free. You feel like if you call me today, somebody may recognize your voice, and my God, you can't afford that. So I got to now ask the question, how much are y'all really sweethearting? I think I got a whole lot of listeners who must be sweethearting. Because only if you don't sweetheart, you can call. But if you got a little something in your closet, you're all of a sudden, I better leave that one alone. Leave that one alone. Now, I hope I ain't got some of y'all couples looking at each other like, what's going on with you? A whole lot of tension on a Sunday. It is not my desire. My desire is just simply to say that as a society, if you're going to talk about a stronger Bahamas, a better Bahamas, we need to have a true understanding of love in the home. You're telling me that we have a whole lot of dissatisfied women and dissatisfied men who are married? Then why do so many people desire to be married who are single? Why do single people even want to get married? When you look at how many people get married and divorced, why would a single person even desire to get married? I got to ask this question. If you see the married people out there sweethearting, what you want to get married for? That don't make no sense to me. If you want free willy and do whatever you want to do, what you looking at someone else to say, what? What the heck you want to get married for? Someone got to tell me what people is getting married for now. It got to be some type of financial benefit with the government or something, because it can't be love, not from what I see. Anyhow, the Texas. Let me go back to the text line, because y'all quiet out there. Many women want things, and the friends they dated in the past never wanted to marry them. So they show them she can get married. Let me read that again. Many women want things, and the friends they dated in the past never wanted to marry them. So the things that they kept on asking for, they want. And the people that they were dating and telling them what they want didn't want to marry them, according to this text. So they show them that they can get married. So the first person, this person is saying, that comes along, that is a goon. I can use the word goon. To get married, they jump on that. Not because they love that person, not because they have any true desire for that person. They're saying that because they've been through all these previous relationships where they tarnish the relationship being needy and being idolatrous, just like things. You want hair, you want nails, you want lashes, you want them to take care of you want massage. Huh? You want to go out to eat every opportunity you get, and you always want like the mouth of no end. And then it comes to where you run through all kind of fellas. And find this other fella come up who look kind of half decent. You know you're getting older. You're now going on 40. You ain't got no children. You say, you know what? I need to get hurry up and get married now. And so you marry the next goon who shows up. I think that's what this text is saying. Text will tell me if I'm wrong, but that's what I'm getting from your text. The other text says, well, I can leave that one alone for now. So, tell me why, Bahamas. Why? Why are we still getting married? How much does it cost for you to go to the JP today and getting married. I think it may be $100. Now, some of y'all got to go over and above. Y'all got to spend $20,000 and $30,000. Y'all wedding, y'all want Cinderella-type wedding. Now, I don't know how that make any sense at all, but you got to spend this $20,000, $30,000, got to invite everybody to show them you're getting married. You're wearing the white dress, but you know you ain't that pure. I just being decent. That's just what it is. And then a few months after you had this fancy Cinderella Disney World type wedding blowing whoo, and you're walking through the bubbles and whoo, and everybody yay and clapping the hands and whoo, this is delightful and this is beautiful. No, this is elegant. Oh, this is top class. Oh my Lord, look how good they look. And you got all this fake this and fake that, and you look like you're a model out of the Ebony magazine. I mean, you're mashing things up, man. Everyone can say, boy, you look like royalty today. You're on top of the game. And then a couple months after, you go on sweethearting. Huh? You go on from fantasy world to the whorehouse. Huh? What went wrong? And you all keep texting me. Wasn't stop texting me today? Let me see what this person's saying. My God. Good day, Garth. Why should a next woman heart be sweet than the wife heart? Something is wrong with that. If you get sick, that sweetheart, what? That sweetheart heart gets bitter? So I got to try to understand this one. Good day, Garth. Why should a next woman's heart be sweet than the wife's heart? So I get that part. Another woman's heart sweeter than your wife's heart, I get that. Something was wrong with that, I get that. But if you get sick, then the sweetheart gets bitter. I think I know of a situation like that. Where a man had two or three sweethearts. But the minute the man got sick, it was only the wife that took care of him. Because the sweethearts don't want nothing to do with no sick man. That's the way it works. Tell me if I'm wrong. That's what I know to happen. So why are men getting married knowing that you want more woman? And why are women marrying men when they very well know that one man is not able to satisfy their every need? The nature of love. This is Remark, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
'Cause that matters. It's too low to see. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stuffing. Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary gardeners or the Nassau Guardian, remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody go on come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio Talk searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we're back. Let's go straight to the phone lines. Telephone caller, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Guardian?
I'm doing good, my friend. It's one of those Sundays.
Yeah, man, respect. I've been listening to you constantly. First time caller, but a long time listener.
Thank you, my friend.
What you're saying, I can agree and disagree.
Okay.
Listen, man, when you find that wife or that husband, they do everything to get you and to get that thrill and this and that, all these other stuff. And the minute they get you, everything just goes down. So, you know what I mean? So, parties decide to speak because nobody nowadays want to find that spark to keep their marriage flowing. Because now that I'm a wife, I don't do that no more. I'm a husband, I don't do this no more. You know what I mean? But one time ago, when you just was the one I was dating, you had to do whatever's clever. But now all of a sudden, you start to slip up. And then all of a sudden, you know, not that he or she goes there to try to find somebody, you know. That don't happen. But then here's someone who's just trying to pique their little interest. And that little spark that the wife has, and they pick that little spark up again, or the husband having, then boom. Next minute, they just start to feed that fire more air. And now it starts to blaze. And now that person is doing things that your person used to do for you before. You know what I mean? And then you just end up falling short. That is not an excuse, but it's just the way it is. And then you said something about husband sick or the wife sick. Man, the sweetie ain't got no, she ain't got no say. That goes in the husband or the wife hand. Now you get them sweeties who know their role, who still come through when the wife ain't present, drop off this or drop off that, and or the dudes them who loyal niggas. My apologies, shouldn't say that word, my apology. But, you know, they come through and they still do their part towards the princess because, you know what, she did this and she did that. You know what I mean? So, you know, we just got to stop playing like, oh, I don't do this no more because I get married or I done this and that. Girl, listen, homie, listen, do what you got to do. Because Joe right there waiting and Susie right there waiting too. So if you don't do it, someone going to pick it up. And ain't that the person want to leave their wife or their husband, you know? And that's the point. It's just that, but it's just the thrill. Talk in your marriage. Let the next person know, listen, you ain't doing this, what you used to do. You need to do this because you stopped doing it. You hear me? So when it's all said and done, if they ain't listening to you, that on them. Don't and those people, those lavish weddings, listen, these people only come to eat up your food and drink up your rum, and then they gone. They can talk with you later anyway. They can say your food ain't taste good. They're saying, look, she didn't look like her makeup. It didn't make sense. Look at him. He should have wear blue instead of black. You come to talk.
My
you
Lord.
Know, marriage is between you, your wife, and God. You all ain't got to have nobody and a bunch of people to your wedding. Screw all them people. They don't care about y'all.
Well, listen.
You hear me? And I'm saying this and bring up my little personal situation where I made my voice. Not that I'm popular. First wedding, I was big. Second wedding, I go on to the JV, bro. I ain't any of these people. They don't like me. They can talk to me anyway, so I don't care. You hear me? So, listen, man.
I love your straight tone. Talking very, very straight, my friend. And I thank you for...
Yeah, it goes two ways, man. We got to stop thinking this thing is a game and listen to this straight up and understand what's going on.
Well, I appreciate the call. Listen, that is what you call straight talk. That's as straight as it comes. So, like he said, he's an avid listener, but first-time caller, so I do appreciate him calling for the first time. And you know I love people who talk straight. You know this. You know, I say some things to get the conversation flowing from you, the listeners, because I do believe you have more to say. But in that particular scenario there, I don't think we've had anyone talk as straight as he has today, even though we've had many a great contribution. I'm still getting a lot of text in here on the line. Like I said, anytime I find an uncomfortable conversation, I tend to get a whole lot of text and very few calls. But I do appreciate those people who are bold and courageous enough to call in. And those who are texting, I thank you for taking the time to text. This person texts and says, Mr. Garth, some people get married to have legalized sex. Now the Bible says that you shouldn't have sex before marriage. You follow that rule. After marriage, there's some bedroom problems with satisfaction. So in other words, people, you know, you wait before you get married and you have expectations. You don't do none of that touching up, feeling up, that explorative type situation before you get married, because the Bible shuns that as we understand it. And then you get married and you find out either number one, that the man has fallen short of the glory. He as long as he said he should be. He a little weak down there. And the moment of copulation is brief, you know, and so you know, he can't go more than 3-4 minutes. That's a problem. What you expect the woman to do? I understand what he's saying. Or you find a woman who she don't need it like that. She figure maybe once a month, once every other month should be fine enough, because you ain't gonna beat down her body and make her body into no old piece of conch. So what you want him to do? That's what I got from that text. Let me look at another text here. Hi, Garth. I was married for 33 years. My husband lost all respect for our marriage, so I filed for my divorce. Mind you, my husband was a great provider, but I couldn't take it anymore. When I filed, he said to throw the case out, but I didn't see any change in him during the reconciliation period. So I told him I will proceed with the divorce. He probably thought I was a fool. Now, he was a great provider, and I know there are some husbands that are not falling in line, but because the husband is a great provider, they stay in the marriage because they want to make sure the things, they like things. They're getting all the things that they ever desired, things that they never got before. So because the husband providing the things, they cope with the man doing fool. I know of some women who do that. But this particular woman is saying she ain't that type. When you step out, you stay out. That's what I'm hearing this person say. The other text says, Garth, so men don't need to get into deep with sweetheart. Just pay as you go and keep that pay on the borderline. Don't go overboard. Sweetheart have no say. They ain't sweet. They're past time. So this person is saying, when you have a sweetheart, that's a woman who you're keeping. Now, if you're keeping her, she can be expensive. But if you're just there for the moment, they're saying you pay as you go. You know, leave a little gift and say thank you and keep it moving. That's what that text is saying. This other text is saying, Garth, I've always loved numbers, and I didn't need a UB study to tell me that sweethearting exists in the Bahamas. This is my friend. She's of men's. Statistically, there are more women than men. It's that simple. Some women end up sharing partners rather than being alone. Since many aren't willing to go without companionship, it's no surprise that sweethearting remains common. Now, that is a profound statement, and it's also a reality. Something that we can discuss, but it actually is evident. The text also says here again, many women and men came from broken homes, and they get married to get attention. They need to find God and follow godly values to make their marriage work. Well, let me put this out there. When a man and woman gets married, what do you think on a man's mind? Let's just say you never touch it, you never had it, this is your first go round, you're trying to do things a decent way, And today is your wedding day. You're standing at the altar. You think that man worrying about Jesus? Honest to God, you think he really thinking about Jesus and God? You think this man thinking about being a decent man? This man only got one thing on his mind standing there. He willing to say at that time, anything at that time, he willing to do that. So all this talk about for better or for worse, for richer or for more, yeah. Get through it. Let's get through it. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. We had the reception. Okay. Good. Eat the food. We got to go. I honest to the good Lord understand that to be so for men. We won't get to the room. We won't put it down. We ain't worried about no being decent and all the rest of that stuff. This is a day of physical activity for us. As for the woman, she may be wondering about, oh, is my dress fixed properly? Oh, are the bridesmaids, are they in order? Oh, I want to make sure the cake is... We ain't wearing no cake. We ain't wearing if the pastor ties straight or crooked, man. Just hurry up, do what you got to do, because we got some things we got to do. That's men. Now, once you get in that marriage, you then lock in there. You already consummate the marriage. This is your wife. The woman acting fool now. She ain't going to give you nothing. She acting the fool. She in charge now. What you want the man to do? I just saying. And you got Coraline round the corner waiting. Huh? You got Cuba waiting. You got Dominican Republic waiting. You got Costa Rica waiting. You got Colombia waiting. Huh? You go to America, they waiting. You go to Europe, they waiting. Women all around the world, especially South Africa. Oh, Lord, if you go to South Africa, they waiting. They waiting in South Africa. In South Africa, the man, the pastor told me that God, he was married. I ain't calling his name. And he might be listening. He said he was a married man, went with Dr. Miles Monroe over to Africa, South Africa. And he said that in his life. Say the women, them take care of you hand and foot. Everything you want, everything you need. They washing your foot. They cutting your toenail. They scrubbing the corner off your foot. They rubbing you down. They making sure your hair combed. They got your lock and covered. He said, God, I leave a whole baby over there. This is a pastor now. I just want you to know this is a pastor I'm talking to. He left a whole baby over there. Never see treatment like that before till he went to South Africa, he said. Because the wife don't do them things. Just like one of the Texans said, they ain't want to do them things. This man said he gone over there, and he just thought that was a part of the welcoming to South Africa and a welcoming to the entourage. So while our friend Dr. Miles Monroe, God rest his soul, was over there spreading the good word, telling them about the kingdom, huh? This brother was making his own kingdom. Couldn't help himself. Found himself wanting. This is how it works. When people feel there is a need, there's a void, people fall into the hole. Eve said in the Garden of Eden that we got all of this, but something's still missing. Had a little talk with the snake, the serpent. And God knows if you eat this, the day that you eat this, he know you'll know between good and evil. Devil ain't lie. He know that. We know good and evil now, eh? You ain't gonna surely die. Now, that was the part that was a little false. That was the falsehood right there, because we can die. You better believe that. But the void, that which is missing, Samson, the judge of Israel, a void. David, king of Israel, got all them wives downstairs, that one on the rooftop, void. Huh? King Solomon couldn't get enough. All the power and glory that he had, need one more, void. And in 2026, in our own bosom, there's still the desire for men and women to have more. This is why we got sweethearting. Person says, God, sweetheart, is a risk. It could bring sickness. The sweet could be sweethearting on you, and you end up carrying something home. That's true. Now, you keep texting me this good, godly news and how all these things are detrimental to us as human beings, and I respect you. I surely do respect you. Let me just put that out there first. I respect you. and for the view that you have. But the truth be told is, your virtue isn't widely accepted in the Bahamas. Because you don't really repent from sweethearting until you actually do it. And you may repent or you may do it again. That's just the way it works. The consequences of what you experienced until something goes wrong. But as long as you could go and do it and get away with it, we continue the trend and make it a cultural activity. The person here says over 70% of our divorces are done by females who can't have their way. They never want to communicate to solve issues. There are too much emotions involved in a marriage rather than communication. Now, if there are so many issues, I go back to my question pertaining to the nature of love. Why do people want to get married so badly? I don't understand it. I just really don't understand why people in the Bahamas want to get married so badly. I understand why a foreigner who's a migrant who would come into our country may want to get married, because getting married to a Bahamian means that you can get residential papers or citizenship. I understand that. I understand that there are people who get married because the man got a good government job. The man, look, he go in places. He may be an inspector. He may be a high-ranking customs officer or a high-ranking immigration officer, or he may be a PS, or he may be something like that, working in the Ministry of Finance. Huh? So you want a man like that. Huh? But what does love have to do with that? This is why we have the dilemma. Because when you go after such things, there's always seemingly to be one more thing to run after. We jamming today, folks. This is Garden Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark with Garth Roseborough. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
And I'm not stuffing, believe you me. Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war on poverty?
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that person-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what we offer. Marine insurance, too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Nothing leaves nothing, and I'm not stuffing. Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you I'm a soldier in the war on poverty? Yeah. Yes.
And we're back discussing the nature of love here in the Bahamas. Garden Radio 96.9 FM. This is Remark. I'm your host, Garth Maynard Roseborough. And we've been having a great discussion here. We've had some great call-ins. And, of course, the text lines continue to light up. I'm going to throw those numbers out for the last time before we get out of here. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 300-5720, or you can text at 422-4796. I have a texter here again. It says, "Gosh, my sweetheart was too aggressive. She used to come to my house. I had to beat her and let her go. I gave up after that." Well, my God, what type of woman that was? You got to beat her for her to stay away? Now, you know, in this text, I got to blame you. You know why I got to blame you? Because for the woman to be that aggressive that you got to beat her off of you, you had to be doing something sweet. It's you. It's you. You go on, do too much. And the woman, cross the mind, do too much. The woman used to come to the house, she don't care. The man said he had to beat her to stay away from his house because the woman would not stop. What you do to this woman to cause her to lose her mind about you? Now, you had to be telling some lies. Make her believe that she was next in line, or make her believe that she's going to be maybe your wife. You're going to divorce your wife and maybe you're going to marry her. Something. Because for the woman to be that aggressive, something got to be really sweet about you. And if it isn't what you said to her, it's what you did to her. Just making it plain. But boy, whatever you got, I don't think we need you in the streets of Nassau no more. Look like you're going to be a detriment to the females of our country. We can't have you going around beating up our Bahamian women. Now, they're too sweet to be beaten up like that now. We love our Bahamian women. And so I would not want you to be beaten no more women, please. Don't beat no more. No more beating. Just if you got a problem where you got to use your fist and beat, you know, you got to talk to me about some counseling or some psychiatrist or somebody to talk to, see if we can get you out of that habit. But yeah, boy, I understand. You did something. You did something. There's something that you did. You know, this has been a great conversation, folks. And I just want to just give some admonishment that for those of you in a relationship and you're dating, let's just be clear about this. One of the main reasons men get involved in any relationship and go even as far as marriage is for the enjoyment of sex. It is a sport for most, if not all, men. And there are women who enjoy it equally or even more than we do. We're not that silly in 2026 to believe that women are just dainty and, I don't do those things. No. We watch videos. We see them in America running men down, telling them we gonna need that little thing. We know this to be so. So let's just be straight across the board. Sex is very important to any nation, any church, any organization, any institution, because through sex, we are all here. There are some of us who were born outside of the realm of holy matrimony. We are what they used to call bastard children, or children that are extra. Huh? We're not in the mainframe of the marriage. But we're still here and still making contribution. So anyone who tries to break down why do people love, you have to put sex at least in the top two reasons as to why people get married. I don't think people say, "Oh, I'm going to get married so that we could bring up a family and we could spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the four corners of the earth, or we're going to be a family of evangelism. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah." No. He may tell you that to get you. But in his mind, he wants you to cry Jesus for another reason. This is how this works. We need that little thing. So if you're going to be honest, let's just understand that when you do enter into a relationship with another individual, keep in your mind that sexuality is alive and well. And the reason why I say that is because the honor associated with that ability to enjoy such an experience, it's almost extraterrestrial, if I may say so. You know, when you get down in there and you're wiggling and having a great time, I don't think there's any other experience on earth that could almost equal the power of sex. I just got to put it out there. So when you ask the question, why do people, sweetheart, the truth be told is that experience that one feels, that one enjoys, that is something that is extremely important to the vitality of us as human beings. It makes us feel alive. It gives us a reason to chase after and to seek and pursue and to conquer. And the reward of that, even though brief, is always memorable or mostly memorable if you do it the right way. When you get into this relationship and you decide that you're going to withhold this from your partner, you know you're entering a slippery slope. You know this. If you know you're the type of person that doesn't care for such activity, any day now, you expect your loved one to disappear. That's just the way it is. Sweethearting, outwardly, religiously, wrong. But for many in our country, necessary. That's just the truth. We don't have much to entertain ourselves. A little rake and scrape, a little soca, a little dance. We ain't got no bowling alley like that. We ain't got no video game room no more. We ain't playing no football, no basketball, no baseball. We ain't really want to watch no TV. As long as the person say, hey, baby, you're coming over, it's over. We on our way. That's how this works. And as long as people can get away with it, this conversation will continue to remain. I want to read these last few texts here. Hi, Garth. The man who texted and said that there are some women who will not give in to their advances or something to that effect. Why should she, when you are whoring or actually bring her an STD that can cause her death? Okay, I got your text there. Last text says, Garth, I was having fun single for years with a few females, but then I got married. Then all hell broke loose. My wife was okay the first year. Then things changed. Sex, affection stopped. Now I'm wondering if I made the right decision. I am tormented. I really don't want to cheat, but she is forcing me to. My God. The man said for first year he was good. Then all of a sudden the woman say, you know what? I ain't into that no more. Boy, you better check to see why she ain't into you no more. Because she may be doing something. Last call on the line, caller, you're live. You lost the caller? Listen, folks, this has been Remark here on Garden Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Garth Maynard Roseborough. It's been a tight conversation. A little nerve-wracking. I feel a little kind of like, you know what? I kind of like brush you a little too hard today. But I do hope that we got some of that out of our system. But don't be looking at your neighbor funny no more. Don't look at your loved one funny no more. Just forgive and forget. Let's start fresh tomorrow. Ain't nobody in the country sweetheart no more. And let's see what happens next year this time. God bless you. Have a good Sunday. And remember, ain't nobody sweetheart no more. You don't need to be suspicious. Just allow people to do what they're doing. And we'll find out next year if they still sweetheart. Have a good one. Until next week, Garth Maynard Roseborough. See you tomorrow on Garden Radio Today at 2 p.m. Take care. In the war over.